If you have ever watched Traitors or Strictly, you will recognise Claudia Winkleman's voice. If you've ever watched Shrek the movie and Shrek going, donkey, you'll know that was Shrek. If you have ever watched a broadcast during the pandemic, Boris Johnson, you will recognise his voice. But if you haven't, if you've never watched Strictly or Traitors, you probably didn't know who that was. If you've never watched Bake Off, you probably thought, oh, that's a Brummy, but I'm not sure which Brummy of the 1 million of them there are. She is. And the same is true of the shepherd. We get to know Jesus' voice by spending time and exposure to Jesus' voice. We don't read our Bibles or pray, then when we hear his voice, we may not recognize it. So have a think next time you're thinking, how do I hear Jesus? Well, start to try and listen regularly. Because clearly, with Barack Obama or Boris Johnson, we heard them a lot more than the others. And we were much more familiar with them. Now, the thing about a shepherd is our passage today. And this is some part of what we've been doing recently, looking at the I Am statement. And today we're on to the I Am the Good Shepherd. And this is the passage which we have got for today. I am the good shepherd, said Jesus. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is the hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have also other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. A shepherd looks after their sheep in four ways. We look at three of them first of all. The first is, he gives them what they need. Sheep are fairly simple creatures. My uncle was a sheep farmer, originally in the Midlands and then later up in Scotland. And they fundamentally need grass and water. They don't need Wi-Fi. They don't need a Sky subscription. They don't need a meal laid out that looks interesting. They don't need new clothes. They just need grass and water. And actually that's what the shepherd does. Takes them to good pasture. Takes them and provides them with all those things. And that's why Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd. Because he also provides us with the things that we need. Not just our physical bodies. But also our spiritual bodies. And our inner being. He gives us forgiveness. He gives us acceptance. He gives us purpose. To listen to his voice is to actually end up with what we need. Not always what we want, but what we actually need. The shepherd also guides them on a safe path. Sheep have simple needs, but they're not the smartest of God's creation. They have a tendency, as my uncle found out, to wander off. Oh look, there's a nice bit of grass. Oh dear, there's a cliff between us and it. Never mind, they're optimists. I'll go down and go up. Oh, I went down. I can't go up. But actually, the shepherd is there to find them a safe path. And well, if you want to get to the high pasture or the low pasture, this is the way. Follow my voice and I'll show you the way to go. And that's also something important about what Jesus does for us. He helps us to walk through the path of life. Those choices and those journeys we take, we don't take alone. Jesus promises to never, ever leave us. And so as we walk through this next week, we don't walk on our own. Listen out for the voice of Jesus saying, go this way or go that way. And thirdly, before we sing again, the shepherd promises always to be with them. There's something wonderful about that reassurance of having, for the sheep, having the shepherd there. They would find the reassurance not just in his voice, but probably in his smell. I imagine shepherds smell a bit. Okay, maybe they smell a lot. But also there was a tradition that they would tap their staff at night so their sheep knew where they were, so they could hear. There is a reassurance that the sheep would have from knowing their shepherd was nearby. And the same is true for us as Christians. We have a reassurance knowing that whatever this week brings, whatever our journey of life brings, God is there with us. Jesus is there with us. I promise you to the very end of the age, I will be with you always, Jesus said. Of course, I'm not emphasizing the fact, we'll come to it a little bit, that we are the sheep. And I've already said that sheep are simple and stupid. Well, I mentioned earlier Psalm 23, and as we come to our last point about Jesus as our shepherd, just a reminder of what that says to us in its first part. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, the reality is that different jobs have different tools, different things you need. A baton for a conductor, it doesn't look so good if they conduct using a carrot, does it? Although I suppose it would work, who knows? Wouldn't make much of a difference. Anyway, little carrot, little nibble, it'd be fine. Or a goalkeeper needs goalkeeping gloves, preferably as big as possible, like large ones. Or if you're a gardener, life's hard without a fork and a spade, isn't it? You want to plant a plant, it's very difficult without those. Or imagine a football match or a rugby match without a whistle for the referee. Can you imagine that? Excuse me. It would be great, wouldn't it? For the shepherd, as we mentioned here, has two tools, the rod and the staff. The rod is basically a club for protecting. My granddad, many years ago, he worked in an aluminium factory, and during the war they made wings for aeroplanes. But part of his job wasn't just on the factory, he was also part of the fire section. So if there was a fire, or if someone had bombed something, or if something burnt, they would do that. And he had a truncheon. And as a kid, I grew up going to visit him, and hanging up on his coat hang by the front door was his truncheon. Big wooden club thing that was supposed to be breaking windows if you need to rescue someone. Why he had it by his front door? I'm not sure. I might have said no cold callers or else. Who knows? But this club, you wouldn't mess with it. And a shepherd had their rod. If something tried to attack, they'd beat them away. But they also had another tool, and that's a staff. And you will know a shepherd's crook or staff, it's long and then has a curvy bit at the end. You still see it today with bishops. They still have their crook, their staff. And the idea was, of course, you'll probably all know, that was not for protecting against beast, that was for grabbing sheep from the wrong place. What are you doing down there? And you hook it round, you grab a leg or a neck, and you'd pull it out. That's what the shepherd needed. A rod and a staff. That sense of the tools for those jobs. When Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, he is saying those things. That I will take you out of dangerous places and I'll protect you from dangers. The danger perhaps of selfishness. If we start to think about just ourselves, Jesus reminds us of the needs of others. Love your neighbour and pray for those who persecute you. If we start to get into the danger of hate, that cycle that pulls us into a cycle of wanting to hurt people who have hurt us, well, he reminds us that we are to love and that love conquers all. Those dangers and those challenges of wrong behavior, the dangers of isolation, the dangers of fear. Because actually, we are like sheep. There are times we think we're very clever. But actually, we act very stupid. There are times we think, I know what I'm doing. And in reality, we really don't. And at that point, if we acknowledge that we are like sheep, then God can help us. The reality of that is... We'll come back to it in a minute. We'll look at... a little bit. There's a slide that's going to come up which has some words about we like sheep have gone astray. Some words from Isaiah. I've obviously put it in the wrong place. There we go. Thank you. This, frankly, is a picture of us. I could have taken a photo of you and put the words inside, but I used a sheep. But the reality is, at times, you, me, everyone, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on us the iniquity of us all. That is our reality. That is who we are. And so for a moment, I just want to spend a moment in a prayer of confession, saying sorry for the times when we have, like sheep, gone astray, gone to our own way. So let's pray together and let's confess when we have been too sheep-like. Lord Jesus, our good shepherd, please forgive us when we have not listened to your voice, and when we have thought and said and done things that have been wrong. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, please forgive us when we have followed the crowd rather than following you, listening to your voice. Lord Christ, have mercy on us. Please forgive us when we have been stubborn like sheep, wanting to go our own way instead of going your way. And Lord, as we go forward, help us to listen to your voice more and help us to know that you love and care us. Thank you that you, Jesus, are our good shepherd, that you laid down your life so that we might be forgiven. Lord, we receive your forgiveness today. Bring us back onto your safe path and help us to listen to you and to follow you. Amen. Amen. So let's pray together and let's reflect as we reflect on the Lord is our shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd, my guide, my sat-nav, my personal trainer, my president, my prime minister, my mentor, the one I look to. I have everything I need. I want plenty of things, long for so much, desire a word of things. But what, Lord, do I need?
He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Lord, we burn ourselves out at times, take on too much. Please help us to pause, to find moments of refreshment amidst the busyness.
He renews my strength. We are so tired at times, so wrung out from the day. Renew our strength, Lord. Please give us patience and endurance.
He guides me along the right paths, brings his honour to my name. It's easy to get lost, to become distracted and lose our way. Please guide us in our decision-making this week, Lord.
Even when I walk through the dark valley of evil, I will not be afraid.
For you are close beside me.
The news can be bad. It can be frightened and overwhelm us. Help us to see it through your eyes. Give us comfort, compassion, and courage.
For you are close beside me. Your word and your staff protect me and comfort me. Popular opinions inform us that there is nothing out there, but you promise to always be with us, to never leave us. Help us to remember that, Lord, in all that happens this week.
You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Your enemies appear in my guises. Peer pressure, cynicalism, rebuffs, and negative criticism. Your word offers us a feast of encouragement. Thank you, Lord.
You welcome me as guest, anointing my head with oil. Help us to keep that in mind. We are your prodigal children, welcomed home, forgiven, invited in.
My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and love will pursue me forever. I will live in the presence of the Lord all my days. Thank you for all the good things in our lives and promises of the fullness of life with you. Amen.